And the Gemara says in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that we're taking the refuah, ma'alotim, ekimin the refuah kamechavin, since he's doing for refuah. Lo devarcha klal, since the person is refuah, he shouldn't make any bracha. Kamash malon, and what's that mean? I mean, is that we're not taking something b'tor Michael. So maybe you shouldn't make a bracha. Kamash malon, kimin the isra anamine boy bruche, since the mice. Who? Since you have a no, a male person has to make a bracha. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says there would have been a havamina that if you do something for a purpose, you don't make a bracha. If you have a no, you have to make a bracha. So when it comes to medications, so good portion of medications have no taste and there is no ana. So the fact that I have a no, so refuah, it's mukhik Gemara, that's not going to be mechayv you a bracha. You have to have a more of a physical ana. And therefore, you're not going to need a bracha. The shaila is, when you have a medicine which has a good taste, what's going to be the halacha? So, kipshutai, the Gemara says, if you have an eye, you have to make a bracha. And very simple Gemara. And which medicines have taste? I don't know. Tums, what else? What?
Kid syrup.
Kid syrup has some type of taste.
Gummies,
all those things. Maybe even better. I don't know. I'm saying, you know, it's basically it's something you have taste and you have to make a bracha and kipshut a very simple sigya and a person would have to make a bracha. Now it seemingly seems to be it's not so much the minhag olam, and the question is, now what could be the possible mahalach adav? So Shlomo Zalman, in different neschoys from Shlomo Zalman, he didn't write himself, so a lot of different neschoys, a lot of different, but the two, like, two different neschoys b'shem Shlomo Zalman. One of b'shem Shlomo Zalman was that, let's say you have something bad, doesn't make a taste. Two things like Tums, that's just like a candy, I think, right? It's, the whole thing is regular flavored, and now there's certain things which is mainly a medicine, they put in sugar to give it a little bit of taste. Or certain things that taste horrible, they put a little flavoring to give it some type of taste. So over there, Shlomo Zalman would say a svara that could be said it over is that being that the ikker doesn't have a taste, and ikker is something which a person would not make a bracha. So even though is a chelik of it which does have a taste to it, but that's going to be tuffle to the ikker, and therefore you're not going to make you don't have to make a bracha. Hold on a second. The ikker is the medicine. The medicine is not really achila. Therefore, since the ikker is something which is not nila achila, so melo huadin, the tafel shabai is something which would not be mechayev achila, and therefore you don't have to go ahead and make a bracha. Which, in hikas ikker v'tafel, is a fascinating chiddush, because it's a big shayla v'achrinim. What's a gather ikker v'tafel? I have an ikker which path is a tafel. Is he said a davar is something which is tafel is not mechayiv a bracha? Or if Shad is about a tafel needs a bracha. Otherwise, the tafel gets pathed, which the ikr on the bracha of the ikr path is a tafel. Very simple nafkamina is if you have ikr a tafel, and when you get the bracha achreina, the ikr you didn't have a share, but the tafel you had a share. Yeah, it will be a case. Well, yeah, but if you didn't have a share, let's say chalent, right? So let's say chalent. Let's say make a laniach amina mezayin, so you chalent because of the barley, you know, that was the ikker or the kishka. You didn't have a share bracha achrein of a kishka, so you can't make alamichya, but you have a share of potatoes and meat. So if the shayla ikker tafel, the yom this is that the ikker, the tafel is not mechayev of a bracha, so then. So you'll make a bracha on the chalan. You'll make a bracha also on the potatoes. If the lumdus is that avada the tafel has a chayav bracha, it's just the ikker. The bracha and ikker part is the tafel. So if you're not making bracha on the ikker, bracha achrein, avada you would go ahead and make a bracha on the tafel. And it's pretty mukubal that the pshat is that's the lumdus. The ikker, bracha on the ikker, pshat is the bracha on the ikker goes on the tafel and the part is the tafel, and therefore it works. So therefore, those are times Shlomo Zalman say, like, what are you talking about? That the ikker is not mechayev bracha and the sugar is. The ma'isa, every time you have it, no, you have to make a bracha. Just normally, beside as the ikker, the bracha and the ikker works for the tafel. Over here, the bracha and the ikker does not work for the tafel because you're not making bracha and the ikker. So therefore, it's a taina on Shlomo Zalman's svar. will be the answer to that? The answer would be that yish the chalik between when we turn with two different foods, which they both need a bracha. So we say the ikar needs a bracha and the tafel needs a bracha. The bracha and the ikar part is the tafel. When you're dealing with the medication, which we're saying the ikar chepsa is something which does not need a bracha. The fact that I put a little sugar into the ikar chepsa, but that's bottled to the medicine, and being that it's bottled to the medicine not mechayev a bracha. This doesn't mechayev a bracha. No, there's no big way to tell you two things. They're both mechayev a bracha. So you say the bracha and the ikar part is on the tafel. We were saying different. The discussion was never that the tafel should be bottled to the ikar and shayla is that kilo. It shouldn't need a bracha. But it needs a bracha. The bracha and the ikar part is the tafel. Here, could be the svar, being that the ikar is not a meichel. So the fact that I put a little sugar into it, you know, that's not going to make it that now this is something, a chepza, which is mechayev a bracha. This is something which is not a meichel. This is something which is not a food. Like there's a little sugar into it, that's not going to change its status. And still it's something. It's a medication. And still something which is not going to be mechayev a bracha. So sugar, I eat sugar alone. About that, I would have to make a bracha sugar, right? You have brachas a lot of times, make a bracha sugar during the meal, something like that. You have to make a bracha. But over here, the seder davar is that the sugar is coming part of this medication. This medication is something which is not mechayev bracha. So we look at it, it's a medication. That's what it is. The medication itself is not mechayev bracha. Being that the medication is not mechayev bracha, the fact there's a little sugar into it, it's not getting nishtana. It's not going to be nishtana.
More of a bittul svar than maybe a
double
svar.
Right? More of a bit this far. It's by ikar and tafel we have a meat and potatoes. Not just the barley, the barley is more chashuv than the potatoes. So the bracha on the barley patters the potatoes. Over here, it's not just the barley Over here, the svar is more like a bit. We don't have a cheshivas. The fact that I zaitig had, no, I don't care. You know, I'm trying to take a medication. The fact that I happen to benefit from it, even in the chefs of the things, the medication. So therefore. Therefore, it's not going to make the bracha. I mean, the different discussions from Zalman. Some say it's a barbito, some say it's not a meichel. I think it's a combination of both together. It's not a meichel, therefore there's not a mechayev bracha. And when I put a little sugar to it, that is not nishtan it. So it's quite had enough of something which is not a meichel. So as what? And, you know, it's not going to make a difference. Let's say I put sugar onto a piece of wood, and I eat a piece of wood. So you can say, none of the sugar to make a bracha. No, if it comes a chelik of the wood, so then, what? If you're able to look at it, misyach is it, if something comes that now it's a shtick piece of wood, it's alamai, the wood is a sweet piece of wood. You have a sweet piece of wood. So that is, it wouldn't be misyach to that. You know, that's the svar of, that's the possible svar of Shem HaZam, right? No, shemen, no. So shemen and ingrin are both meichel. Shemen is really a food. I didn't say good. Shemen is really a food. It's oil, it's food. It's something by itself is not good with ingrin. It's an ingredient for ingrin by itself. It's no good with ingrin. It's an ingredient in ingrin. When it's for a food, so the shem is deker. But something which is a meichel, something which is a food. Nervous. We have to figure out how to eat it and how to make it there. That's geschmack. Over here, we're doing something which is not a food. As we tafel to it, therefore, we only get it as a meichel, and therefore, you don't go ahead and make a bracha. So it's a. Well, the question is, you don't make a bracha with shana, to make a bracha right now. If there's no rishon, there's no achrina. You know, that's all. That was that. Okay, so what's the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch just says medicine. You have to make a bracha. Don't say so much. Rabbi Yashiv just went to Pesach Pesach Gemara. He says, you know, Michael, you have a na. Pesach Pesach was Gemara say medication having a food is butter. Kamash one food is not a poitum. Therefore, you know, Rabbi Yashiv said, no, just stay in the Gemara. You have to make a bracha. Rabbi Moshe is a very short tshuva. I'll pay base. He says, you have medication. You have to enjoy it. Yeah, make a bracha. You know, it's Pashi had reached the Gemara, and therefore you have to go make a bracha. Shem HaZam, different discussion, Shem HaZam went more that sad. That's mean, that's not a Michael. Therefore, a person doesn't have to make a bracha. So what's the Maisa? It's like this. I'm saying, I don't know. A pashid yid. What would you think if you just before I tell any names as far as you just time? What's miskabel out of leave if you want to island it to anything? You make a bracha. Don't make a bracha. Right? What?
I don't want to add
more candy.
The Toms out here.
Let's go to things. So we'll make it. On Toms, just a pashid yid. What do you say? Just
before.
They say. Okay. And what about if it's the sugar coated medications? What? Okay, we got that in a second. If you saw versus chewing it. You know, maybe you swallow, you never nana from it, right? If you swallow it, you never.
Why put sugar there then?
In case you want to say so. What do you think we swallow in a case of something which is whatever? Something which is a medication to make it a little sweet. The syrups, right? They put a. I think a pashiya would make. What? I think so. I'm saying something more, whatever, you know. The pastor dove, you make a bracha, you want to be mach, we make a bracha on something else, the pater, shemeh, I'm saying, but, you know, just not to make a bracha, no, definitely seems to be the stomiest of dove. No taste, no bracha. Bad taste, no bracha. Good, a medicine which is like a Tom's or something which has a taste is much more possible to make a bracha. That the whole thing's like candy. Vaita, Shamzal might say it's fara, like that. Something which is come, which is sweet and vaita. I think the more posh it is, that one should make a bracha. If you want to pater it, yeah, Shamay.
A lot of the medicines also, they have a sweet taste, but it's not a Yishmak sweet taste. Like it's,
so maybe it's not enough. Okay, fine. I mean, it's totally what a normal person means nana from it. I don't know. Sometimes a. It's probably not present in the event, but it's more like kids' medicines, right? So I don't know if there's a chiyuv chinuch like that. I don't like it, I'm saying, right? You have to, yeah. That's good. Okay, fine. So let's move on to the second two lists. It's more posh to make a bracha on a macro pattern.
But the coded one you swallow?
If it has a good taste, like, I don't know. I'm not so good. I don't think that's, I don't pass some negations. Fighter, if you're just swallowing it, you're not tasting it, and you're not tasting anything, actually, you're not making a bracha. But something which you're chewing, and you have it, and there is another more posh. Make a bracha. Right? They want to patter it, patter it. But the more posh is the one. Keep sure that's what Gemara says. Gemara says make a bracha. You know. I told you, he says the shemen. No, he says shemen is a food. You put it with ingredient. It's ingredient in food. Right. Shemen is a food. It's ingredient. You put it in ingredient. You put it in this. So therefore, that's a michael. Here, this is not a michael. Like you, the much I gave before. You make a piece of wood and you put sugar on it. You say that something would not make a bracha. Fine. Let's speak a second about Listerine strips. So it's partially a sugar which we didn't touch so much. The Listerine strips are, you put those little mint things in your mouth and it gives a nice, freshens up your breath and you swallow them. So there are those who say, you put it in it, you taste it, and the taste goes somewhere, right? Okay, so there are those who say, I'll just tell you the two stadim, and then, without names, I'll tell you the two stadim. There are those who say, the upside is your nana from it, we see from over here. Open Gemara, refuah, it's like similar to refuah. You might have a tema, I'm doing it for a good breath, I should make a bracha. Kamashma, keep this. Nominate tzarich levruchei. Like a similar discussion, right? Hey, you might think that I'm not doing it for the purpose of eating and for a zaitik purpose, and instead I want to make a bracha. So therefore, on Listerine strips, you should go ahead and make a bracha, and you have to go ahead and make a bracha. All right, sounds good. So, what? The nice mint taste. It doesn't have a good taste? I don't take them, but so much. Has a nice fresh kashmaka taste. What do you say? How am I saying it's not a food, so we just talk about it. If you have like a shumazam and that's something you need a Michael. Whatever, okay, fine, maybe. But if you know, like you know, the more push up chat, once you have a no, you have to make a bracha. This is something we should make a bracha. Therefore, you should have to go ahead and make a bracha. So there's also go of when you taste something, what's the halacha? Okay. So there's also going to be a dalid. When you taste something, what's going to be the halacha? Do you have to make a bracha? If you taste something, do you have to make a bracha or not? We'll get to it. So I'm just mentioning it quickly now. So it says on daf yud dalid. You taste something, you don't need a bracha. My time is any to a bracha. You pass again. If you taste something, you don't need a bracha. Now, nechako, the rishonim, that was just saying when you taste something, you don't need a bracha. Is that talking about where you taste it and spill it out, like the regular mouthwash? You gargle it, taste it, spit it out. Or it's talking about where you swallow it. Even when you swallow it, if you're swallowing it for tasting purposes, Therefore, you don't have to go make a bracha. Therefore, it's negayav Shabbos. He tastes food. So nechaku the rishayim. If I'm tasting it just for tasting purposes and I swallow it, is that the suga? Suga is dafka when you spit it out, or the suga is even when I'm swallowing it. So Mishbura says that he would recommend that if you're going to swallow it, you should have a mind to like want to eat it. And like this, have a mind for both, tasting and eating, and like this, you make a good bracha. But otherwise, if you don't do that, he says, suffer brachas alkal, and therefore you don't make, therefore you not have to, you not have to make a bracha. So the flip side over here is when it comes to the restraint step, so all it is, l'chayr, just a tima. You're not doing it, but you're just tasting it. And even more, those who want to say that it's less than the suga of teima. Teima is machlokes shayna, whether you make a bracha or make a bracha, better not to get involved in it, because suffer brachas. Right? If it's the suga of teima, so suffer brachas, it's suffer brachas, so maybe you shouldn't do it. We say, if you swallow, suffer brachas hakel, but like, who gave you the right to waste someone matzah suffer brachas just because you want to have fresh breath? I don't know, just or use the other stuff. Those want to say it's better than a suga metemes for two reasons. Number one is when you're telling something. Number one, you're telling something which is a food, that type of svara. Over here, you're not being telling something which is a food. Those sugas, when you're telling food, you need a bracha, you need a bracha. Here, be said it's not a meichel, and being that be said it's not a meichel, so therefore maybe there is no svara of the fact that you're telling it, and therefore you're making a bracha. But even more over here, l'chayr, you're not really trying to taste it. What do you want to do? You want to freshen your breath, right? But you'd be totally fine spitting it out. Nevertheless, why are you spitting it out? Because the easiest way to get rid of it is just to let it evaporate in your mouth. Tapshat, you want to taste it. The food for Shabbos, I want to taste the food. Is the food good or not good? That's Shabbat. Is there a biggest anena in that situation? Over here, the pshat is that I don't want to taste it. I don't really want to taste it. I'm not going for the taste, right? It's not like, I love mint. Let's take a... Okay, fine. So we'll get that second. Most people, we'll get to show. Most people, Shai, they're not doing it per se because they want to taste it. They're doing it not per se because they want to taste it. The reason why they're doing it is because, instead of like spitting it out, they'll just discard it like that. So that's not called metames when you need a bracha, and therefore you don't need a bracha. What do you say? If you hold the Omer Kiddush bracha, so then what's the sign? So what's the problem? Hold on a second. Yes, the Omer has a stadim. So if the tzad to make a bracha is kim this amina, you need a bracha. It's a not
to bracha.
What do you say? No, it's right. They make it right. They make it that you can swallow it. What's the definition of food? I don't know. What's the definition of food? They make a mixture which has peppermint in it or has mint, which is made to swallow. So I don't know. Call you want. I'm saying. Well, it's made to swallow. So the tzad says, I have enough. Just like refuah, I have enough. So tov, I have enough to make a bracha. The tzad say, not like that. Is number one, it's only tima. I tima is a suffix brachas. So suffix brachas, number one, over here, maybe I don't mean to swallow it. Two, maybe team is only when you have a Michael. When you don't have a Michael, you don't have to go ahead and... What do you say? Like I say, it's not that thousand been clear, but a Michael had an exact definition in Chanabi.
What do they say?
What do you say?
In the second time, it says it's not...
It's not
how would they...
Food, I would define it as something which is meant to give some, I guess, nutritional value or meant to give some type of carbohydrates or sugar, whatever, something which is... without the names, what does Adam think? Saying? You're making a bracha or not making a bracha? Huh? What? But you hear this fire or not this fire? Huh? What? Why?
We're saying on the tums you make a bracha.
What do you say?
No, but
here you have a Sabbath Svara.
Tums is more of a food.
No, the reason why...
And you're swallowing it. You're swallowing
what
are you saying? Like a real thing. Tums is more of a real food. It's like a candy.
What?
It's
No, the difference is that the other svar is like a shtaka svar. It's a big difference. Toms are trying to eat and swallow. Here, that's I'm not trying to swallow. What? Okay, fine. No, okay. If I'm trying to take this mic, I'm trying to eat it. Now, we have a Kiddush Nigmar. Achilo, even though it's for a four, but having a no, it's still you have to make a bracha. Over here, that's if I don't want to swallow it. That's it's rather it's beginning to swallow. I'm not trying to swallow, I don't want to swallow. Well, no, no, no. If he has a candy, then I hear. If he has a candy, then kipshuta, I think it should. Yeah, you're eating it, you're swallowing it, really. But there, well, candy, you're trying to eat and swallow. Here, I don't really want to swallow. If I had an option, right, would I spit it out?
No.
Yeah, I want to taste it?
I think
stop. Okay. If you're doing a pretura taste, then mola pasha. If you don't care about the taste, you're trying to get the breath, that's all you want. You don't care about it.
Most people don't spit it out right away.
Just what time?
The longer it's in your mouth,
the wetter it works. So it's.
It's not really so practical.
It's rather being swallowed. Not trying to swallow, rather not swallow. It's rather being swallowed. It's only got nothing to do with it. If it be equal amount of effort to swallow it, or if it be easier not to swallow it, would I swallow it? If it took effort to swallow. So you want to swallow. You don't want to swallow. No, but it needs to go into your body. Not the Tom Shabbat, but here it is something which I'm trying to eat.
But at the end of the day, it is
not true. Right, so it's not for the team who's not trying to taste the food. It's not trying to taste the food. I don't want to put this food. It's grad getting tasted. That for sure. Team is, I want to taste the food. Here it's grad again. Yeah, I want to taste it. Here, it's grado. Fine, right. Kim Kalechiti, yeah. What? I don't think it's making better. What? Like, these are the svaras. Lania's Dati Akutin, I think it's a very stark svar, that svar. That if you don't care about the taste and just grado being swallowed, you're not trying to swallow it. It's not Petura Achila. It's going to be. Look, at most, I think it's metame. It's like tima. At most, I'm saying so. I'm thinking make a bracha. The size one is like chila to do it. So if you're not doing it but through the taste, then I hear that svar. Those are candies you're trying to eat. You're trying to swallow. That's what you're trying to do. Yeah. What did you say? You're not doing it through a chila. Over there, you're doing it through a chila. You want to eat it over here. Tima is I'm just trying to taste it. I don't really care to. What's the matter of my time is? I don't really care so much to eat the food. I just want to see what the thing. I just want to get the taste. I don't want to care if it goes into my body. I just want to get the fresh thing. My time is I want it to go into my body. Why? For a zaytik reason. Over here, I don't care about. By Kim Lechitu, it's getting right.
I don't want to eat the laughing
happy.
It's not healthy.
It's right. I'm saying, no, why is that not healthy? Kim Chedechiti, yeah. Right. Now, Nechu Rishayin, what's the case of Kim Chedechiti? Tosfos says, Nir, Deloy Mari Be Kimcha Mamish. It's not the Kimcha Mamish, Tim Kain, Leshach Be Bracha. Regular flour, we can make a bracha, Barbi Adama. Elamai has to be the Kimcha, which makes Shiba Ishol. We have a Shiba Tana. Tosfos, it can't be regular Kimcha. Because if it's regular kimcha, there's no tzad to make a real bracha. It's a shlakidak achila, and no one eats it. Therefore, it's going to be shahakol. The riff, and Alushan on the hand learn that the Gemara is not talking about kama klayus. Could be the Gemara is talking about regular kimcha chita, and it's talking about regular kimcha chita. The Rashi says in the nusach, you can't say it's not kama klayus. What's the Gemara's thread? The Gemara says that since it's Isla the Rechmin of the past. Therefore, that's the Sibis Hadavar, why you wouldn't make a shakel? Because it's the Echidim Bepas. In fact, the Rajba, if you're talking about Kamachleis, that you roasted it, so once you roasted it, you can't make it into pass. So Hakis say, Tais says it's talking about it can't be regular flour, because you don't eat it, and it's talking about either, it's talking about Kamachleis, right? So, Frekta Rajba, that if it's talking about Kleis, the Gemara says it's a Aluyach in a pass. You can make it into bread. Once you toasted it and cooked it, it's not Shayach to make it into bread. And therefore, it's like the Rajba. Therefore, that's why it's better than the Gemara talking about Ruachitim. Ruachitim is supposed to be a Kemach Kleis. There's a third sheet of the Ritva, this is how we go on Shulchan Aruch, that the Machlek is by both. Bein Kemach, regular Chitim. Whether it's raw, whether it's made a klayus, all the cases, that's where the machlik is going to be. Now the shaila is, what's the answer to the taina? If the whole Gemara's taina is that there's another isla aluyachin of a pass, once you make it to klayus, you can't make it to pass. Because it's like a taina. You hear the taina? Well? Okay, so the Pashto Malach is that what's the svara that has a iluy achrin bepas? What is that svara? So what does Rashi say? Rashi says that yotze michal pri. It's not a pri. That's what happened over here. You in a shtan of the food, right? You made a shinai. And once you made a shinai, so now pshat is it lost its original bracha. It loses the original bracha. We can see, you take a fruit, you totally like smash it down, and you mishtan it loses its bracha. So what happened over here? Over here, Batsim, you made a shinui. Uchal dechlis leba. It didn't get to its main bracha. It lost its bracha. It didn't come to its main thing we're supposed to be. Ava shemen, even though you made a shinui, so maybe it loses shem pri, but since you made it, since it came to derech chilasa, v'ikir pri l'kach natu, l'kach pri. Since the, what's the missing shemen and here? Shemen is, both of them in a shtana. Shemen is in a shtana, Batsim is a svar that it should lose its bracha. So the Gemara is saying that no. If it's just a shtana and this is the ikir, achilos of the pri and is planted al dati dachi, it keeps his bracha. I'm thinking over here, it was a shtana, it was not planted al dati dachi, it was not meant to be like this. So therefore, being that it was not meant to be like this, so therefore, it's not going to keep its bracha. Therefore, by chemicalis, even though maybe it's a shtana and it's not shy to make it into pass anymore, so therefore, what was the kasha of that? What are you saying that it loses bracha? Is the never pass? So we ain't able to do it. Does we don't care about that? We're handling the etzim demin. This is a min which you change now. The ikar plan of achita is making it to pass. Being that you change it to something which is not the ikar tachlis of the fruit, therefore it's going to lose its bracha, and therefore it's not going to be adama, and therefore it's going to be shahako. Not thinking the Rashi holds that what? The Rashi asked the kasha, what's he hold? He seems to hold that the svar is that the chuvin of a pass is that kol zman, you didn't get something to its main destination point. You changed it. You're able to do better, so therefore you lose your bracha. But in as much that you're in a matzav where now you can do better, so therefore it should keep its bracha, and therefore that was his taina. That was his taina on Rashi. Yeah, so kids, Nachum, we'll just cast over here. We have three sheetahs of what the Zug is talking about. We have a sheetah Tosfos, it can't be from a regular chita, because no one eats that. Therefore, it's Mishakal. Alamai Wei is the Machlaikis. Machlaikis is by Kloyas, or something which is thick. That's where the Machlaikis is. We have the Raj, which is Faker. It can't be Kamakloyas, because that is no Lachrin of the Pass. Alamai is from Adafka, Kimchad Chitin. We have a third sheetah, which says the Machlaikis is by both. I, the Taina, you have to say no one eats it. You have to say, why should we have Domashlak Der Chachila? Alamai seems to be all that. Some people do eat it. I don't know. It's enough people eat it. And you know, that's not going to be, that's not the nice of here. The Gemara didn't say people don't eat it. Mahanda, is there a chunin pass? Less there a chunin pass? Shishtani. Yet, Alamai, there is such a messiah that maybe some people eat it. Because Allah Alamai, so I guess the main case is by cookie dough. That's where the main child comes up. So people have cookie dough. So cookie dough is basically just to make a dough. They own and put sugar and whatever you put into it. What? It's not cooked, eh? It's raw. Yeah. Take flour and they put sugar and what?
Put the flour in the oven to get out the bacteria.
Oh, the store. I was about home. I know what they're doing. What?
There's stores that sell just plain cookie dough.
That's not good at all. Let's get the homemade one. So, look, how do you make it?
Make cookie dough.
So what do you do? What? I'm not so good in the kitchen. Yeah, go on. Yeah. So I have a problem with it. No, breakfast is hard for me, I'm telling you, because I'm gonna get you. So what do you do? What are the ingredients? Flour, sugar, oil, eggs. And you just put it together and you just like mix and mush it together. And this, put chocolate chips, and they say it's delicious, right? Okay, it's Gevalah. Very good. So Shaila, what bracha do you make on it? So we have three tzadim, right? We could be Shahakal, Dar Mar Mazainas, right? Let's go through the different tzadim in terms of what it could be. What? Okay. So based on learning this, I guess, what are we coming out of Lachal Mitzvah? What should it be? What? What do you say? What's the halacha by raw flour? What's the halacha? Shackle. So what will be the tzad to say maybe not shackle? The only tzad to say maybe not shackle is that what's the vahar sugavia? This is something which is not a normal thing to do. I think it's not a normal thing to do, so therefore it loses its bracha. That's why it's shackle. But something which is a normal thing to do, maybe it should retain the bracha nechita. And it should stay Adama. Well, no, do we say over here we have a svar of Isle Lechrinia Bapasana? Nachmal, that is Adama, right? Elamai, the Mora says that email is a stein of Musakai. Someone says, no, by Shem there's no Lechrinia, here there's Ule Achrinia Bapas. It could go up. What do you say? What do you say? No, it's Adama. Anyhow, that could be. But the shayla is darkoi. What? It might be telling Rashi and Rashi. If you all, but in my kamakloyus. If you all, in my kamakloyus. Obviously, kamakloyus is something which they're saying was eaten sometimes, right? What was that time? Chita, no one eats kamakloyus. People eat, right? That was the time of tasis, right? It can't be kamakhita. That's not a proper adama. No one eats that. That's not elamite. Some kamakloyus. Factor Rajman Kamaklayas, what do you mean Kamaklayas is something which is no Ulay Khina Bapas because you can't make it anymore? What do we answer? We answer when it's a Zamin which has a Ulay Khina Bapas, so therefore being it's a Zamin which has a Ulay Khina Bapas, so therefore it doesn't get, it's a Shinoi and it didn't get to its Iker destination point. The main Tachlis of Chita is for bread, so therefore it's a Shinoi, it's broken down. Elamai. And it didn't get to its main thing, therefore it loses its chashivas of the chita, and therefore it doesn't get a same bracha. Therefore, kipshutai, being that that's the ikar das, even though maybe people now it is somewhat normal to eat cookie dough, but being that the ikar tachlis of the chita is that it should be made into bread or into cake or something like that, therefore kipshutai will lose its bracha, and therefore the lacha would be shahakal. Well, no, second Zainus, it wasn't baked. I'm saying it's raw. That's raw. Shaz Adama or Shakal? It's Chita you make Adama. Alamai, we say that. Mechalik's my Adama Shakal. So he says, no. Shakal, why? Because it's Shtani, and it's the Rechonim Bapas. So
if you have a Mechal, which is not baked, that's normal to me.
That's what we're saying. It's the Rechonim Bapas. The Iker Tachas of Chita is to be bread, not to be cookie dough. That's the main Tachas of it. Therefore, the Chara Bishaka. Now the Gemara says, this is getting late, even though it's Dag Achilasa, right. Now the Gemara says that, Kimcha the Sari, the Gemara says, Amino, Elva Kosha Kukin, Leva Rachala, Kamashalan, Kisana, Bene Bari Bruche. The Gemara says that, Kimcha the Sari, you might think they don't make a bracha, Kamashalan, since you have a no, you have to go and make a bracha on Kimcha the Sari. Now that over here, this is a Shia which we discussed before. Shaman, which is Mazik, you don't make a bracha. Here the Gemara says, Kim the Chita is bad for you, it's bad for your stomach. You might think you make a bracha. Chalon Shemayim gives stomach aches. You might think you don't make a bracha. Kamashalon, since you have enough of it, you make a bracha. So the Chayra, over here we have an open Gemara which says that something, even though it's mazik you, since you have enough, you have to make a bracha. So from here, this is the Makar they say for the Rambam. The Rambam says that something which is mazik you, you make a shemek or a b'shahakal. What's the Makar of the Rambam? The Makar Rambam is from over here. The Gemara says that there is hana, you make a bracha, even though it's bad for your stomach, since I know you make a bracha. Mechaz open gemar kishitas haramba. How are the other shenim going to learn? They said before by shemen, we said which is bad for you, make a bracha. What's shot over here? So either you have to say that, the most plush mahalach to say is that maybe it's a chalak that shemen, there is no ana b'shas when you eat it. Mashinkain, or you can make a difference in dargas. Shemen is really bad for you. And kimchah the sari, okay, you get stomach aches, you know. It's like coffee is not good for my stomach, right? Personally, it's not so good. I take coffee, why? It get me through the day, right? So you're not gonna say like, so whatever. But you know, there are levels. It could be shemen is a higher level of mazik. Mashenkein, It's not great for your stomach, but maybe it's not as bad. That's one chilek you can make. Another chilek you can make is that yesh chalak in shemen. We saw it could be shemen shalat. There is no anah. All it is mazgiu. It doesn't taste good. There's no anah. There's nothing to it. Mashenkein over here b'shaita maybe is good. Afterwards it's bad. B'shaita when you ate it, there was anah. It was good. Maybe it's not good for the digestive system. So for there you make a bracha. But something which the whole chefzo doesn't make any taste. It's not good for you and it's mazik. Maybe b'chay gavin is no bracha. Finish the next more quickly. The Gemara, did I finish next again?
Yeah.
Huh? Did I finish next again?
Yeah, well,
what?
Yeah.
What?
So the Gemara.